This is an Equity Bates Media podcast.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Say this about investing. Everything you do learn is cumulative. What I learned at 20 is you can.
Welcome to an extremely special Equity Mates Media episode. Equity Mates is growing and we're here with some pretty exciting news, and that is that we are launching a new show. To unpack all of this, I am joined by my equity buddy, as always, Ren. How are you?
I'm good, Bryce. I normally say I'm excited for episodes, but I'm more than excited for this. I'm positively buzzing.
Wow. Well, I'm excited. You're positively buzzing. And that is because, look, Equity Mates is all about making markets accessible. And, you know, we're all on the journey together. And we want to extend that to as many people as possible. And as I said in the intro, we're launching a brand new show that we think will I'm really excited about it, and you're positively excited about it. And we're here with the two hosts, Maddie and Sophie, who are going to be launching You're In Good Company. Maddie and Sophie, welcome to the show.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us, guys. Excited for today.
So, Maddie, Sophie, You're In Good Company. First of all, great name. Who came up with it?
Oh, I think it was a bit of a joint effort.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Nice. And
fun.
Do you want to start by telling us a little bit about the show?
We are going to be going through step by step through the basics to get people up to speed of how to get involved in investing. We're going to be debunking lots of jargon terms that can be hard to get your head around, and we'll be chatting to and learning from experts about a whole range of topics. So whether it be finding a broker or where to do your research, and even investing in sustainable companies and funds. So we are super excited because we have loads of experts and interesting people lined up who all share the same mission as we do and you guys do at Equity Mates. So yeah, it's going to be really fun, easy and simple to understand.
Love it. Love it. And that is what we are all about here at Equity Mates, breaking down the jargon. That's how Ren and I started this show as well, or started Equity Mates, trying to make things as accessible as possible. And look, I think what you guys are trying to achieve is going to be awesome. So now that we know a little bit about the show, let's find out about you two. We met you, 6 months ago or thereabouts, and it's been an enjoyable process getting to this moment. So let's start at the top. Are you able to both introduce yourself to the Equity Mates audience and perhaps tell us a bit about yourself?
So pretty much we're two Melbourne girls. I've been working in finance accounting and finance for the past couple of years. I studied accounting and finance at uni. I've always loved numbers, so I guess the role was kind of a natural progression for me. And then on the side, I've always been involved in projects that are to do with equality. I think it's been instilled in me from a young age that obviously equality is very important, and education is one of the best components to achieving that. So yeah, I guess that's a little bit about me. I'm into finance and equality pretty much.
Nice. Perfect mix.
And what about yourself, Maddie?
Yeah, I'm Maddie. I studied at Monash in Melbourne, and have been working in finance for a couple of years now. I love to learn and got pretty hectically into podcasts, probably like a lot of other people during the COVID lockdowns. I've always been a pretty good saver, but until more recently, I never really gave much thought to my money sort of beyond that point until I started investing when I began full-time work. And yeah, I hate my voice and I never thought I'd be doing a podcast, but here we are.
Look, you're not alone with hating your voice. I think everyone hates their own voice. One of the first things we did when we made some money from podcasting was get an editor to edit it so we didn't have to listen to ourselves. So you're definitely not alone there. You could say you're in good company with that.
Yeah, nice. I like it.
Good one.
So the show is all about breaking down, I guess, the complexity of investing and, you know, improving the conversation amongst your friends and women in particular. So are you able to, I guess, share with us your investing journeys to date? I mean, Maddie, you're saying you're a good saver, and Sophie, you love numbers, but where do you both sort of sit in terms of your own investing journey?
Yeah, so when I was in my last year of uni, my mum, actually, Bryce, you might have a bit of a gripe with this. My mum gave me the Barefoot Investor.
Yeah, all right. Show's over.
So, yeah, I read the Barefoot Investor and I got to that section on compound interest and I was literally like, oh my gosh, I have to start investing immediately. So I guess what I discovered when I wanted to start getting involved was, even for someone who had just studied finance for the last 4 years, investing was extremely convoluted and really intimidating. So I actually looked into whether I was going to get maybe someone to manage my money for me. But fortunately, my younger brother sort of piped up at this point and he probably had a little bit more confidence than I did. And he just sort of said, no, we'll just do some research and we'll start investing on our own. So I sort of followed along with him, and I guess my biggest takeaway from that was, and what we're hoping to sort of help our listeners with, is that it was so incredible having someone on that journey with me, just to speak to and ask silly questions and sort of openly discuss my progress with, because yeah, it was super helpful and I really didn't feel alone. So hopefully we can recreate that for all of our listeners.
So Sophie, you said you love numbers. Tell us about your investing journey.
Well, it's actually so funny because when we have been starting this podcast, I was speaking to my family about it, and I thought my investing journey on this started a couple of years ago, but Mum said that it started when I was like 9, and I asked my grandpa what a share was. I don't know why. I was obviously just eavesdropping on an adult conversation, and then that Christmas he gave me some shares in a company. And I remember being like, this is the worst Christmas present I've ever gotten. But now I'm like, that was a great present. I wish I got shares for Christmas every year. But it really started a couple of years ago when my partner pushed me to start investing. Him and his friends have been doing it for a long time. He obviously had been reaping the benefits and he didn't really understand why someone like me, who was in finance, wasn't doing more with their money. And then obviously after seeing the benefits from it myself, and I put some money away, I just got really into it and I found it really exciting and empowering. So that's where I'm at today. I'm still doing research and looking into lots of stocks and hopefully expanding my horizons in the future.
Yeah, nice. So you've given us a bit of a rundown on You're in Good Company and, you know, what the show is going to generally be about. But more broadly speaking, like, what are you guys trying to achieve with the show, or what is, you know, a problem that you're trying to solve? I'm sure you haven't just sort of woken up and said, let's do a podcast that tracks our journey. That's exactly
which
what Ren
what
and I
did.
But, you know, we've had conversations about this offline, but are you able to share, yeah, what's the broader sort of aim for the show?
Well, I guess as we just kind of touched upon, like within our own investment journeys, we found that talking about money and investing is really uncommon between our friends and our peers. And this has really frustrated the two of us because, as I've mentioned, investing can be super exciting and really empowering. It's kind of like a side hustle, but you don't really have to do that much to make money. And when we delved deeper into the research, we pretty much found stark facts to say and suggest that there is a gender investment gap. In Australia, there's only 18% of all active online investors who are women. And this gap is attributed to many factors, but our aim is kind of to cater for the demand of people that do want to start investing and do want to get involved in closing that gap. And in fact, we mainly landed on podcasts because they're an incredible way to give words and information so that we can start those conversations about investing in money with our friends.
Mm. Yeah, I think it's a pretty important, mission that you guys are trying to go after. And yeah, we certainly see that there's a big gap in the market for something like this.
Mm. Yeah. So you touched on the gender investing gap there, and you know, it's a big thing that, you know, the ASX surveys are pointing it out. It seems like, you know, more and more data is backing up what everyone sort of seems to just know intrinsically, that, you know, the financial industry has traditionally been male dominated, which is why we're really excited to, you know, have you guys launch this podcast and see what it can become. Even in the stories where you were telling us about your, you know, your investing histories. You know, Maddie, you were speaking to your brother. Sophie, your grandfather bought you the first share, and then you were speaking to your partner about investing. So I guess, what are some of the differences you find when you speak to, you know, men, and then when you speak to women about investing? Like, are there any main differences you notice in those conversations?
Yeah, well, number one, I would say that a lot of the time females just don't talk about it at all. The conversation just doesn't exist. But we do think that, and we have noticed that this is definitely improving. So since Soph and I have started telling our friends about what we're doing, we've had so many more conversations with people saying that, you know, they want to know more and they want to get involved. But I think the main fear that we probably have heard a lot of is that this notion that investing is like gambling, and people keep saying that they're just afraid of losing all their money. So that's something that we really sort of want to get on top of pretty early in the podcast. But I guess what speaks to that is that a lot of research indicates that females are more risk averse than their male counterparts when it comes to finance. But the good news is, and maybe this is the risk averseness speaking here, but the research also says that statistically women are better investors than men. Yeah. So it's like, well, over the long term. And I think that, you know, we should definitely be taking this in our stride.
Equity mates first, you're in good company. stock portfolio competition. You guys build your core and satellite. We'll build our core and satellite, and we'll see who's on top at the end.
It's taken Bryce exactly 15 minutes to make this a competition.
We could be on here. This is going to be fun. we've taken a few dot points here to ask you guys, and one of them is, have you planned any episodes? I hope you've planned episodes, given that the show launches next week. So what can we expect from the two of you in the first few episodes? You know, we know a bit about your journey now, but for someone that's going to be tuning in with you guys for the next little while, what sort of format can we expect from the show? What are the episodes going to be about?
Yes. So in the beginning, we're going to kick things off about talking about our own investment journeys and really looking at the challenges we faced and what challenges other people might face so that they can learn from that when they're trying to kickstart their own journey. In the very initial stages, we've got a newbie investor coming on, someone from the You're in Good Company community. It's already there. He'll be talking to us about like their savings habits and why they're ready to take the next step into investing. We're also going to follow their journey in investing as they listen to the podcast, which will be really exciting because I think people will be able to relate to that. And from there, kind of, we're just bringing on a range of experts and some really knowledgeable and amazing people that we've already spoken to debunk the common fears you might already have about investing or answer those questions that you're already thinking about, and pretty much just cover topics so that people can kickstart their own investing journey.
So you guys have a little bit of experience in finance and having started your investing journey, but for someone coming to the show absolutely green and with no experience, is this something that they're going to be able to pick up and understand?
Yeah, I think that's the point of it. You know, you can start from nowhere and you can get on your own journey, or you could have already started and brush up on your knowledge, because the people that we're speaking to, as I said, are so knowledgeable and they have a lot of experience in their field. So you'll be able to pick something up from every conversation that we have.
Love it. Well, look, we're really excited for You're in Good Company. The Instagram is live. Obviously, the feed is live as you are listening to this on your podcast player now.
People might be listening to it on the Equity Mates feed.
Or on
so
the Equity
if you're
Mates
listening
feed,
to it on the Equity Mates feed, search You're in Good Company.
Go and give Sophie and Maddie a subscribe as well. They'll be launching a weekly show every Tuesday. Alternatively, girls, you've got an email address. Where else can the community start to follow what you're doing?
Yeah, so you can send us an email at yigc@equitymates.com. You should definitely go and follow us in Spotify or Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. And our Instagram is at yigcpodcast. So come and join us there.
Nice. And look, every podcaster says this, but I'm going to say it anyway. If you can rate and review You're in Good Company, especially in Apple Podcasts, it does actually massively help other people find it. It's not just something that all podcasters are told to say.
Yeah.
So if you want to support Equity Mates, if you want to help Maddie and Sophie launch as best they can. It really does help.
Three episodes launching on the 23rd of March. Tuesday, 23rd of March is kickoff for You're in Good Company. So make sure you head over and give it a listen. When we're down in Melbourne, you can check out our live shows with the girls, putting it out there. It's going to happen. Yep. Putting it out there now. And Maddie, Sophie, we're really excited for this one. I think your mission is great. And yeah. I think, you know, you're going to do a fantastic job. Let's do it. 23rd of March. And thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks so much.
All right, you'll be hearing from us soon.
Equity Mates Investing Podcast is a product of Equity Mates Media. All information in this podcast is for education and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional finance, legal, or tax advice. The hosts of Equity Mates Investing Podcast are not financial professionals and are not aware of your personal financial circumstances. Before making any financial decisions, you should read the product disclosure statement and, if necessary, consult a licensed financial professional. Do not take financial advice from a podcast. For more information, head to the disclaimer page on the Equity Mates website, where you can find ASIC resources and find a registered financial professional near you. In the spirit of reconciliation, Equity Mates Media and the hosts of Equity Mates Investing Podcast acknowledge the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and their connections to land, sea, and community. We pay our respects to their elders, past and present, and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people today.